The Republican National Convention in Tampa has had to make some major adjustments with the threat of Isaac barreling down. Day one canceled. I'm joined now by Matt Welch of Reason Magazine from the convention in Tampa. Hey, Matt, whole bunch of Republicans ready to party, and now you guys just say, got to sit there and wait. Must be killing you.
Yeah, it's terrible. We have to sit here in Tampa on what is actually a sunny day and go to various party tents and enjoy ourselves. So it's not the worst thing in the world to delay politics by a few hours.
Right. You know, so I'm watching the preparations for the convention. And I got to ask you, are the Republicans in danger of being too wonky? I mean, we need hope and change and we need an emotional fireside chat. And they're having a big debate over the return of the nation to the gold standard.
Well, you know, I think that it's an interesting theory, but it kind of breaks down at the top. Mitt Romney didn't win the nomination by out-wonking his competitors. He actually ran away screaming from any kind of specific plan about how to cut the deficit and how to cut government spending, especially when it came to things like Medicare. He picked a wonk, Paul Ryan, as his vice presidential nominee, but he also distanced himself immediately from Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. So I think you're pointing to something, that there is kind of a warmth gap. President Obama is more likable than his policies. Mitt Romney is less likable than his policies. But I think his selling point is going to be, hey, you had likable for 4 years, didn't really work out that well. Try this other way now.
But why have a convention platform of the gold standard instead of a kind of more sellable platform like, let's get America back to work?
Well, I mean, we have Let's Get America Back to Work. We've had the same, basically, abortion language in the last two or three platforms. A lot of the same boilerplate language that's survived. So there's a little gold standard thing thrown in there to please or to attempt to please the Ron Paul fans. And it's because there's an actual critique out there that Mitt Romney has begun to embrace, that we should pay closer attention to what the Federal Reserve does. And so the center of gravity of the Republican Party, thanks in part to Ron Paul's tireless sort of a fixation on this, is now at least talking about the Federal Reserve. I don't think the gold standard is going to be the winning campaign item in this election. I think the economy basically is. But platforms are not basically governing documents. They are an attempt to cobble together all these fractious different groups within the Republican tent, who are indeed fractious right now. We don't have a clear answer of where the party's soul is right now. So that's what we'll be looking to watch this week.
Well, let me tell you, if the gold standard ain't going to really kind of raise the heartbeat, a Fed conversation may not do it either, Matt Welch. Thank you for being there for us today, and have a good
Thank
convention.
You.